From new hips to new revelations, there aren't any do-overs in baseball, but federal court has different rules. Yesterday, a federal judge ordered the U.S. Attorney's Office to rewrite its indictment of Barry Bonds on perjury charges. The judge also told prosecutors to unseal the baseball star's 2003 grand jury testimony. NPR's Howard, or our Howard Bryant, ESPN's Howard Bryant, ours too, joins us. Howard, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Well, perhaps better than Barry Bonds, although he'll always be a lot richer. anything in the grand jury testimony, anything new that we hadn't heard before?
Well, I think the new thing, if you hadn't read the San Francisco Chronicle over the past couple of years, has just been that there's a second drug test that the prosecutors are alleging that Barry Bonds had failed, mm-hmm. and or that his testosterone levels were high, and also a third that did not prove much. But however, I think what it really says is it's the first clues of the tug of war between the prosecution and the defense that's going to come, and also pretty much where the judge is going to stand, that this is not necessarily going to be exactly a slam dunk for the prosecution. However, it does show as well that the federal government is going to just redo their case, and it's not going to be that difficult to tighten up what the judge wanted tightened. And so it seems to me that Barry is in a fair amount of trouble simply because of the revelations of the second drug test.
Yeah. So as you see it, it doesn't substantially alter the basic case.
It doesn't change it, no. It doesn't, because once again, I think that I think the interesting part was that it seemed like it was a victory for the defense, and also because they wanted the federal government to redo the indictment.
Yeah.
But it's also a blow to Barry, because when you're in the public eye, he had always alleged that he had never used, and now you've got two examples that they're going to prove that indeed he did. So it doesn't look good for him.
Is he going to play baseball this year somewhere?
Well, I've been saying to people over the last few days, because we've heard stories that the Tampa Bay Rays want to notice no devil anymore. Notice the Tampa Bay Rays don't, they've been thinking about signing Bonds.
Well, I was about to say, if he signs, some people might choose to amend that. But
well,
go ahead.
It's a great slap in the face to baseball, and baseball is slapping the public in the face, because they say they keep wanting to move on, and yet you have these organizations continuing wanting to bring back the faces of the steroid era. So indeed, if he does play again, it's just more proof that baseball is not really serious about moving forward, that moving forward is a euphemism for business as usual.
What about Japan? Is that a possibility?
You know, now if we're going to talk about globalization, well, I guess all bets are off.
Yeah. This week, the Justice Department, we learned, it's been reported, has been asked to investigate Roger Clemens over his testimony before a congressional committee. Do you see this as a fit use for the time of Congress? Does it have any potential impact on the rest of the steroids investigation?
They really didn't have much of a choice. If you were going to allow Brian McNamee and Roger Clemens to make a mockery of your hearing, then you couldn't allow this to end in a stalemate. Somebody was clearly lying under oath back on February 13th, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so there wasn't really a whole lot you could do. And of course it's a proper use of the time, because I think that at the end of the day, if the public says, okay, well, one of these guys is allowed to lie, what does it say about the process?
Howard, thanks so much.
As always.
Howard Bryant, senior writer for ESPN.com and ESPN, the magazine.